Welcome. In this lesson, you'll design a single-play FM pluck from scratch in Ableton Live 12. The goal is a short, snappy pluck for a headache-style drum and bass groove at 174 BPM, with crisp transients up front and dusty, characterful mids behind them. We'll use only live stock devices: operator, simpler, EQ8, saturator, redux, drum bus, glue compressor, multiband dynamics or an audio effect rack, utility, and the groove pool. What you'll build: a mono, single-play FM pluck instrument, a tight, percussive transient that cuts through the drums, quick decay, but with a processed mid-band that adds dust rather than sterile brightness, sidechain ducking to sit the pluck with a 174 BPM DNB groove, all using stock Ableton tools and mapped macros for quick control. Overview of the workflow. 1. Build the FM core in operator. 2. Layer a small, high-pass transient click in simpler. 3. Shape the midrange using parallel processing, EQ, saturator and redux, blended under the dry sound. 4. Glue it together with drum bus and compressors. 5. Lock it to the drums with sidechain and the groove pool. 6. Map a few macros and resample validations. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation: set your live tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and load operator. This is your FM core. Build the FM core in operator. Initialize operator. Use oscillator as a sign, level 0 dB, ratio 1.00. Use oscillator B as a modulator of a start B ratio at about 2.5. That gives a bellish brightness. Adjust between 2.0 and 3.0 to taste. Set B's level, the FM amount, around minus 6 to minus 3 dB to start. Turn off oscillator C and D for now. Shape the amp envelope for a pluck on operator's amp envelope. Set attack to 0 ms, decay around 180 ms, sustain 0, release 40 ms. These values create a tight pluck. Adjust decay plus or minus 50 ms if you want it stiffer or more sustained. Add a short pitch transient for snap. Use operator's pitch envelope. Set amount to about minus 8 semitones to start, with attack 812 ms and decay 60 ms. This small pitch dip at the beginning adds perceived attack. Upward dips work too, but keep amount subtle. Add brightness control by velocity. If you're using operator's filter, set a mild low pass around 6-8 kHz and map velocity to open the cutoff slightly. Alternatively, map velocity to the modulation index or B level so harder notes get brighter. Layer a crisp transient click, create a second MIDI track, or layer a simpler in the same instrument rack. Load a very short noise or click sample. 1/3 ms white noise or a short sine click. In simpler, one-shot mode, HBF around 3.5-4.5 kHz, envelope attack 0 ms, decay 30-50 ms, sustain 0, release 10-20 ms. Keep the transient level subtle. Start at about minus 12 dB relative to the FM core, and raise it until it gives presence without harshness. Phase and timing alignment: zoom in and align the MIDI for both layers. If the attack feels smeared, nudge the transient plus or minus 1/3 ms, or invert phase if needed. Small shifts change perceived punch a lot. Filter and mid-shading, dusty mids on the FM track. Insert EQ8 first. High pass at 80-120 Hz to clear sub. Dip 2-3 dB around 300-400 Hz if it's boxy. Add a plus 2-4 dB boost around 700-1200 Hz where the dust lives, before we add grit. Create a parallel mid-grit chain using an audio effect rack with two chains, dry and mid-grind. On the mid-grind chain, use EQ8 to isolate roughly 200-2000 Hz or tighten it to 400-1200 Hz for focused dust, then saturator with drive around 2-5 and curve set to analog clip or soft sine, then redux with bit depth around 12-14 bits and downsample roughly 18-22 kHz, and finish with glue compressor set with a fast attack 3-10 ms and ratio about 2:1. Blend the mid-grind under the dry chain using the chain selector or a macro. This preserves lows and transients, while adding character in the mids. Tweak redux and saturator. Keep redux subtle, 10-14 bits and moderate downsampling yields dust without turning the pluck into noisy mush. If it gets harsh, reduce saturator drive or choose a softer curve. Transient emphasis and glue. Place drum bus after the rack if you want its transient control on the overall sound. Boost transient by 10-20% to accentuate the attack. Add a little drive if more harmonic content is needed. Then use a compressor, glue or compressor, with attack around 10 ms so the initial transient passes through. Release 6200 ms and ratio around 2:1 to glue levels. Sidechain and space. Add a compressor in sidechain mode on the pluck track. Feet at the kick. Set threshold for gentle ducking on kicks. Aim for 2-4 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Attack 0-10 ms. Release 80-120 ms so the pluck breathes with the drums. Create a return reverb. Decay 0.6 1.2 seconds. High cut around 4-6 kHz. Low cut about 300 hz. Keep scent low, 10-20%, so the puck stays immediate. Optionally add a short delay on a return. 1/16 or 1/32 dotted for fills and movement. Locking groove with the groove pull. Open the groove pull and try a small 16th swing or extract a groove from a reference clip. Apply it to your pluck MIDI. Start with tining in the 8-12% range or an 8-18 ms tining push/pull feel. Amount around 30-50% depending on how human or tight you want it. If the groove pushes the pluck behind the drums, nudge the transient forward 2-5 ms to keep the snap on top. Macro mapping and final polish. Put everything into an instrument rack and map key controls to macros. Operator B level FM amount, transient click level, mid grind drive, redux depth or mix, and a sidechain amount. Solo the pluck with your drum loop and bass. Use EQ cuts to avoid collisions. Keep low mids fairly mono with utility if the sound feels unfocused. Value summary. Starting points: operator B ratio 2.5, B level minus 6 to minus 3 dB, amp decay 180 ms, pitch env amount minus 8 semitones, pitch env decay 60 ms. Transient simpler, HBF 4 kHz, decay 30-50 ms, level minus 12 dB start, saturator on mid grind, drive 2-5, curve soft sine or analog clip, redux, bit depth 12-14 bits, downsample 18-22 kHz, drum bus transient 10-20%, drive small. Sidechain compressor. Attack 0-10 ms. Release 80-120 ms. Aim for 2-4 dB of ducking. Common mistakes to avoid: misaligned transient and FM core causing phase cancellation or smeared attack. Nudge by a few milliseconds or invert phase. Oversaturating. Stacking saturator, redux and drive too hard makes the pluck harsh and eats headroom. Less is more. Blend the grit under the dry signal. Downsampling too far in redux. Extreme settings make the pluck lo-fi and noisy. Use subtle settings for dust. Compressors with attacks that are too slow kill the transient. Let the first 5-15 ms through, widening low mids. Keep 200-800 hz fairly mono so the pluck stays centered and punchy. Skipping sidechain. Without gentle ducking, the pluck will fight the kick. Too much ducking makes it vanish. Pro tips and practical tweaks: map velocity to operator's modulation index so harder hits get brighter. This adds expressiveness. Use a subtle LFO on operator B level for micro motion on sustained notes. Resample processed variations for quick arrangement swaps and CPU savings. Automate the mid grind back row so drops get dustier and verses stay cleaner. Automate amp decay. Shorter decay for fast rhythmic parts, longer for ambient moments. Try tiny pitch bends over the first 10-20 ms in clip automation for extra transient sheen. Mini practice exercise, 30 minutes set tempo to 174 BPM. Build operator with a plus B only. B ratio 2.5, B level about minus 4 dB. Amp decay 160-200 ms. Pitch env minus 8 semitones, decay 16 ms. Add a simpler noise click high pass at 4 kHz, decay 40 ms. Align it to the operator notes. Create mid grind. EQ right arrow saturator right arrow redux and blend it about 30% under the dry sound. Add a side chain from the kick to the pluck with gentle ducking of 2-4 dB. Place the pluck in a simple two-bar DNB loop. Apply a groove with timing around 8-12% and toggle mid-grind on and off to hear the difference. Recap: operator gives a stable FM core. Use a short amp decay and a small pitch envelope for snap. Layer a high-pass transient click for crispness that compressors alone won't create. Use a parallel mid-processing chain, EQ, saturator, redux, to add dusty texture while preserving lows and highs. Blue with drum bus and compressors, duck with sidechain, and lock timing with the groove pool. Map a few macros and resample variations to stay creative and CPU-friendly. Extra coach notes. Mindset and workflow: treat this pluck as a rhythmic, percussive instrument more than a pad. Prioritize the first 5-15 ms of the sound. Work iteratively. FM core, then transient, then mid-grit, then glue and context tweaks. /B at each stage. Set operator voices to 1. Mono single play. Polyphony blurs transients. Integer ratios give harmonic structure. Non-integers like 2.5 introduce inharmonic grit useful for headache-style tones. Consider layering multiple micro-transient clicks for body without fattening sustain. If phase issues persist, Invert the transience phase or render both layers and inspect waveforms. Use parallel processing to preserve low-end, serial grit before drum bus is more aggressive. For consistent grit, compress mids before saturation or use multiband dynamics on the midband. If redux creates zipper noise on pitch slides, reduce downsampling or automate it off during slides. Keep mid-grit mono in the 200-800 Hz range, test in mono, and check on multiple systems. Quick troubleshooting checklists: mirroring transient, check alignment, nudge, or invert phase. Lost attack: shorten compressor attack or use drum bus transient boost before compression. Too harsh mids: lower saturator drive, increase redux bit depth, or narrow the midband. Zippering on pitch slides: raise redux downsample setting or reduce its use during slides. Phase cancellation: invert transient polarity or render and reimport aligned auto. Closing note: small changes, a few dB of EQ, 1/3 ms of nudge, plus or minus 2 bits in redux, or 20% groove timing, create big perceptual shifts at 174 BPM. Prioritize a clear, immediate transient, then sculpt the mids for character without stealing space from bass and snare. Map a handful of macros, resample happy accidents, and trust your ears. Now open live, set 174 BPM, and start building. Follow the mini exercise, tweak the parameters, and shape the pluck until it sits perfectly in your DNB mix.